Hello, sisters. Sister Dub from don'tperish.com. Hey, hopefully everybody's doing good today. Joyous in the Lord, no matter what the circumstances are. I was kind of talking about that yesterday. Today I'm just going to do some sister sharing. I want to be doing this more often. A lot of good topics come up between us sisters, and I want to make sure, I'm going to share a couple things that I think is very encouraging to me. I want to make sure that I try to keep doing these more often. Sharing them online, that way other sisters are encouraged and maybe seekers or people we don't even know who are listening. So I want to make sure there's plenty of encouragement out there. And I got the perfect message today. A sister shared with some of us how she couldn't sleep last night, and she got up and went on our website, and she was looking back at some of my old stuff, and it encouraged her. And it was a good timely message for me to remember to keep doing the audios and everything that we do, because, you know, sometimes we can get tired and we can get weary. Not that Brother James and I love to encourage the saints, but you know how it is. Sometimes in your life you can get so busy, and then you're trying to, and what it is you just get discouraged because you can't get everything done. And I know I talk about this, and that's, I like to talk about things because it holds me accountable. And I always say, you know, we just take one day at a time, do whatever we can in front of it. But that doesn't mean that, even though we say it, that we don't have to struggle. So sometimes saying it helps hold us accountable. So that was just an awesome gift for me today and encouraged me to get going on these audios again. Just sharing simple encouragement, topics that go around between sisters and stuff. So anyway, I just have like some random notes on here. So I might be pausing and looking up the scripture verses and stuff. So that's how we're just going to do it, like as if we were just sitting here talking and thoughts came to mind. So one of the things we've been kind of sharing a little bit about is doing all things unto the Lord, and the people around us reaping the benefits of it. And I wanted to read Colossians 3, 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. And yeah, we want to be doing that and not being man pleasers, because if we stand on his truth, they're going to see the truth in us, whether they have eyes to see or not. They're going to see a difference between them and us. And I wanted to read John 8, 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So what I'm trying to say in that is be strong and stand on the truth no matter what you have to go through or how hard it hurts, because people are going to see that truth, whether they believe the truth or not. They're going to see that truth, and someday if they truly are seeking that rock-solid truth within you, they can be set free too, and you may be a part in helping them see that. And I wanted to share this. A sister we know that just lost her husband saw the effects of that, not just now, but throughout her life serving Christ. She saw changes in her husband, and then she was talking about how her children have seen her be steadfast and unwavering and rock solid and faithful in the true faith, and they see her peace and joy. And over time, instead of being so antagonistic against her faith, which is the true faith, she's just following scriptures, she's seeing some softening in them. And one of them even mentioned it to her. So by us standing unmovable and steadfast in the faith, a lot of people could be impacted by that. Like I was just talking about, you never know when somebody's watching. I wanted to share 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we've heard other stories of especially wives being more quiet, serving the Lord, and then they see the effects in their husband. What the end will be, we don't know, but we see the power of our life and how it can affect people. And so anyway, I thought that would be encouraging to you. And another topic was Not letting our earthly trials overwhelm us. I think I'm just kind of randomly picking topics from the past several days. You know, we all come across these trials that we have to deal through, and sometimes they can be layered upon one another, and it could just build up and build up and build up, and it can be kind of tiring. And so I was going to read Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I know sometimes we feel like we're going to faint. It could be physical issues piled on top of mental issues and maybe spiritual battles and then earthly things that we have to do and things aren't getting done and people are coming after us. And yeah, it can certainly be overwhelming and we almost feel like we're going to faint. But he can carry us through all that, and the brethren can certainly encourage us on. And, you know, that's the best gift we can give people. It's not the physical, fleshly things. You know, being face-to-face is great, but even not, even more so than that, and I was sharing that with sisters, the absolute best thing we can do is give the encouragement in God's Word and stand on it and use it rightly with people. And when I say encouragement, it could be a sister needs some hard encouragement, you know, like I'm always sharing endure hardness like a good soldier. I do that to myself a lot. To me, that encourages me on. And even if a sister's really low and struggling, you might need to do the hard stuff with her. And that's encouragement. You know, it's that strength of those words that say, get up, soldier, get going. You know, things like that. And then maybe we bear one another's burdens. We weep with them. We rejoice with them. And so all of it centered on the Word and His truth, that's where we're going to get our strength. And we can help one another along in that, you know, even in empathy, saying, I know what you're going through because I've been through it myself. Let me share a little bit about that with you. But we can't stay there. We got to get up and get going. Because, you know, it's just like in, doesn't nature teach us? I love it. Nature teaches us that the predator and the prey, predator is going after the weak one. And once it hits the ground, they're all over it. And that's what Satan does. As long as we're up and going, he's got to chase us. But as soon as we stop and we faint, he pounces right on top of us and he can drag us down just like those lions do for the deer and things like that. So yeah, we want to keep going and we're here to cheer people on the best that we can. And so through that, you know, all these trials and stuff, we learn a lot of things, a lot of good good lessons, strengthening. And I want to hear, I'm trying to find my verse here. James 1, 3 and 4. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And that's not necessarily meaning perfect. It would be like, what we're going to do as we keep walking in this life as godly sister saints, we're going to mature in our ways as godly women. And all these trials and testings mold us and refine us and prune us. And we come out on the other side, you know, just like they do with the grapevines and flowers. And gardeners know about this, taking off the, what do they call it, the runner shoots or whatever. Or like when you're growing, I just shared this with somebody, it was not a sister or anything, I forget, I was witnessing with her and we were seeing her garden, and this was quite a while ago, and she was talking about melons or something like that, and I said, well, here, let me give you an idea. I said, once you get so many of them growing on the vine, you want to cut off the rest of them, so that way all the energy, and the nutrients. That's what I'm looking for. Sorry, this is live. I'm not going to dump the audio because I can't think. All the nutrients and everything are going to go right to the melons instead, you know, and it's like the tomatoes, cut off the ones that aren't going to be producing, and all the nutrients and all the good goes to what needs to be produced. And that's what God does to us. He cuts off that which is, well, they call them suckers. They suck the nutrients out into nothing, just growing like leaves and stuff. Well, look what happens in our lives. We got people, we got things, we got events, we got thoughts, we got all kinds of things that will suck the life right out of us, and God will cut it off. And it can be painful because we're like, no, no, we don't think we need to lose that. But once we lose it and come around on the other side, we flourish, don't we? Then we see what God is trying to do. So that's pretty awesome. And speaking of that, partiality was another thing that came up just recently. And we see that if we practice partiality with people who are not truly of God, then we see how that takes away from our growth and everything and how we can serve the Lord. I wanted to read Well, first I wanted to say that I think it's a good thing that God doesn't have partiality, otherwise we'd all be in trouble. But here's scripture showing he doesn't. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And let's see, Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. And we have to realize that everybody in the world is just as valuable, whether we know them or not, not just the people that we love. And so if God's going to prune people from us that need to be pruned, we need to allow him to do that and go with that, and then we'll be stronger on the other side. I know Brother James and I know that because God has pruned all the dead life people from us. So praise God for that. And, Sister mentioned that she appreciated the Matthew 26 verse. Verse by verse audio that Brother James just did. And it was the suffering of Christ and what he went through. Yeah, you know, remembering his death is truly a sobering thought, and it keeps us focused on why he came. And it's because of the awful effects of sin. It's not like the world just sits there and rejoices for his coming as a baby. And they overlook the reason why he came. And we all know he's coming back. And we share this on the streets. I want to read 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. You know, that should be a really good motivator for us to share the gospel, sisters, because there's a lot of people who are going to be destroyed. And that kind of goes back to the partiality I was talking about. If we stay for partiality of those that we love, we're going to miss out on all the rest of them that God shows no partiality for and loves them as much if they were to come to him through Christ. You know, everybody has the opportunity to repent. And in order to get the love of God, we have to repent and come through Christ, which means we're going to be born again with his spirit. And then the fruit of that is we're going to have holiness and obedience striving after him. And then we're going to be helping other sisters to grow up and not practice partiality and not be growing weary and striving on for him. So praise God for all that. And it looks like, all right, so this is going on. This is awesome. Lots of good topics here. Another one was separation between us and the world. Let's see, I'm trying to figure out my notes here. I just jotted some quick notes and then just sharing in between. So yeah, what we see is the more we walk and the more we mature, especially early on, we see that gap growing between us and the world. You know, when you're first born again, you can't always see it because you're still in it. And as God prunes from us and he slices things from us and he takes all those dead sucker leaves off from us, now we start seeing what holy and godly really is and the difference between what we look at and what we value, which is all of God, and what the world does, even those who claim Christ, and we see the deadness in it. Even those claiming Christ, a lot of their dead works. And to see this is good. It can be painful to see, but it's good for us because it reminds us and it should help encourage us to get walking. And I wanted to read 1 Peter 4:3-5. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, reveling, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. So what that's getting at is we used to be that, and now we're not. And now they're looking at us like, hey, they think it's strange. Why aren't you with us anymore? Why are you doing that? And I've had that in my life over the years until everybody left me alone, my family. I used to be wild and crazy and drinking and smoking and swearing and all kinds of wicked, wicked, wickedness. And they were all good with that until I became a godly, holy saint striving for righteousness. Then they hate me and they're like, hey, we want you back. You know, it's just ludicrous to look at it because once you get out of it and see, it's absolutely insane. It's kind of like being the drunk in the bar thinking you're something and then the sober person watching you going, you really look like a fool. You know, so what we want to be is strive to be examples. We're not better than anybody. We're just changed by the power of God. And we want to be that steadfast, unmovable light. And so I think I'll just kind of end it here and just share that I'm thankful that we can rejoice in all the learning and experiences that we can all share, and I'll do the best I can to keep sharing here because I know there's going to be some points that will help some of you sisters out there and maybe seekers, and even some of the little insignificant things can really mean something to somebody else out there. So for those of you sisters who do share on an online ministry, you know, sharing scriptures and encouragement for other sisters, keep pressing on because you're building that library for somebody to go back to or to continue on with you and encourage them right then. All right, love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised in our lives.